The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Stevie Ray Vaughan, SRV, one of the greatest talents of our time, one of the greatest guitar players of all time, and one of the sweetest guys in the world, Stevie Ray Vaughan. Thinking about my son, we played when we went down to 118 North in Wayne, Pennsylvania, went up there with Michael, and Stevie Ray's been such a big influence on Michael, as has Jimi Hendrix and the talent of Jimi Hendrix and Philip Sace and these great, great guitarists, always teaching my boy about Al Dimiola, you know, and he just nailed it. And Michael did a lot of Stevie Ray right there, which was so great. You have an 18-year-old doing Stevie Ray Vaughan, and everybody my age was going, wow, how did he learn that? And I go, well, you know, he's an old soul. And then there were younger people that never, you know, they weren't really hip to Stevie Ray or to Jimmy. And Michael just nailed us. A very, very exciting weekend. It's been crazy. It's been busy, busy, and busy traveling all around. This is a morning, though, on the radio, and a good morning to you, Joe Piscopo, on the radio. Love having you with us. I love that you listen around the country. I see the tweets. And you can go, by the way, I think you can go to radio.com and iHeart and AM970theanswer.com. If you Google Joe Piscopo Show, the website will come up, and you can hit us up there. And that's the way everybody's listening. Everybody's streaming the vote. That's what everybody does nowadays, you know, although we're 50,000 watts out of New York. But streaming is probably best to get the clear signal. And although I was upset, somebody said go to satellite. I couldn't get satellite. Remember my antenna busted on my car? Only me. I couldn't get. I wanted to listen to the Frank Sinatra channel. So I guess we're going to have to just do a terrestrial radio. You know, an AM radio show starring Frank Sinatra, hosted by somebody who knows the old man pretty well. Just saying. 9 after 7 o'clock, 7:09. So it's an exciting day for America. Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett sworn in at the White House ceremony. This was late last night. It is exciting, and she just flew through the Senate. She really made, and I have to say this, and this is a political statement, please. First of all, be proud to be an American, no matter what you are, no matter whether you agree with us or not, whether you like the president or you don't like the president, or you like Joe Biden, you can't stand Joe Biden, whatever it is, this is a day to be proud to be American, and it would be great if the Democrats just showed a little respect, just a little respect. Just they're like little spoiled brat babies. They really are. And they blame the president for everything. And now you have, you know, if they had any argument against Judge Barrett when she was at the hearing, I mean, you had Senator Hirono from Hawaii made a fool of herself, an absolute fool of herself, just going on. Have you ever sexually harassed anybody? She's got just amateurs. There was not one senator that could intellectually stay with Amy Barrett. Not one senator, not one on the Democratic side. That could stay with Amy Coney Barrett. And they had books. And they had marked notes. They had everything. They're trying to go through what happened. And they had assistance. And we pay for it all, by the way, which makes me crazy. They're on salary. They keep their salary. Their salaries weren't cut during this pandemic. They're causing a lot of the pandemic. Yeah, the president's not taking a salary. But every single one of those senators are that went after Justice Barrett. Now, yes, Supreme Court Justice Barrett, But she smoked them and she knew it. And I'm watching this gal and I'm going like, wow. I said, look at this. And I love, you know, I mean, I'm a dedicated dad, hopelessly, you know, in love with my children, spoil them terribly. You know, I got 5 kids and I love every one of them. Are like, they're like my best friends, my little kids. And I watched Judge Barrett with her children. I said, this is great. You know, I said, wow, look at this. And she goes to church. I said, wait. And it's 2020. I said, wait. How did they find this gal, you know? This is great. And if she was a Democrat, I would say great, you know? But she is, they say a conservative. I say, I like to replace conservative with patriot. And she gets the country, and she was sworn in. And I got to hand it to President Trump for handling this the way he did. You know, he pressured Mitch McConnell. Lindsey Graham did do a great job getting all the senators in line. And then the Democrats embarrassed themselves yesterday, you know. But it was a 52-48 vote in the Senate. And then this. And, you know, the president doesn't miss a trick. Who can swear in? Let's see, who was the most maligned, what was the most maligned hearings that you can remember in recent history besides Judge Bork? Oh, yeah, how about, who didn't make it, you know? How about Justice Clarence Thomas? Oh, that would be great. The president puts Clarence, that if that wasn't like, hey, you know, the Italians with the hand under the chin, hey, ooh, hey, that's what that was. Judge Thomas was up there, and he swore in Judge Barrett, and it was just magnificent. And I got to tell you this, what I love, and stay with me, please, was the patriotism of it all. This is exciting. This is a young woman who'll be on the court maybe 30 years. You got to love it. Like, you know, I couldn't disagree more with Ruth Bader Ginsburg, you know. I really, but oh boy, I have immense respect for her, rest her soul. I just love that she was there. And she was, I thought, dangerous for the country because she was so liberal. But she was, you have to, you admired it because she, through and through in her heart, in Justice Ginsburg's heart, you know, it was real. It was organic, you know, and she was a die hard, died in the wood liberal, and you had to respect that. You know what I mean? So I admired that. And I would like to see the other side feel that way about Supreme Court Justice Barrett the same way. You know, and it's a woman, and I'm a father of 3 daughters, and I know the struggle. You know, you see it, you know. You don't understand it unless you have daughters, and you understand the struggle of women making it, you know. Like, and here she is, like, oh, it was just very, very patriotic. So now you could do it quietly. You know, you could just do the swearing in very quietly. No, the president had, it was the most patriotic thing. And don't forget, the president did three, count them, rallies yesterday. 3 rallies. I'm telling you what. And he had COVID, and he's not going down. He's not going to let the communists take him down. I'm telling you. I'm going to go ahead and watch this. We got a Supreme Court justice. Watch this. Now we're in the majority for real because you can't trust Justice Roberts. I see your tweets, and you're absolutely right. Justice Roberts is not a conservative. I don't know what he is. But what President Trump did, he flew the flags, man, at the White House. It was wonderful. It was patriotic. It was okay to celebrate America. We need it. We've been shut down. We need to celebrate how great this country is. And if you look at a President Trump rally, the Democrats can't stand it because people are cheering. They have a hero in President Trump. I mean, you know, would you show up for something like that? I mean, I've gone just to see the phenom of Donald Trump. He's a rock star. Don't hate, just admire it. And then think, well, you know what? I couldn't disagree with the guy more, but how do I work with him? Because you know what? They love this guy. You have a president who is loved like I've never seen before. We love you. You ever see that at the rallies? We love you. I'm going like, my gosh, I didn't hear that from Ronald Reagan. I really didn't. So rather than hate, work with it. The Democrats have fought it from day one, and it has been the worst thing for this country. They started the impeachment the day he was inaugurated. The Washington Post went after the president. Everybody went after the president. So then he's going to, of course he's going to fight back. You know, I don't agree with the tweeting. I don't like any of that. I think just stay, but he's got to fight back. That's the argument I get when I say, why is he tweeting? Because he's got to fight back. Joe, these guys being assaulted by every which way, and I understand. I have no argument for you on that. You know, even on the press conferences, battling the press, you put Kayleigh McEnany up. I don't even think the president should show up. You know, I really don't. Why lower yourself? They're just like animals, just trying to get a negative news story to tear down the country. That's all they want. They like this virus. They really do. They like the virus because they want racism. What's happening in Philadelphia this morning, they want that to happen. They like that to happen because it'll blame President Trump. They don't care about the country. They really don't. And rather than applauding Judge Barrett, you know, they walked out. They did thumbs down. They walked out. You know what? It's just time to move on. It's just time to move on. And the way we move on, so I say to those of you who are patriots, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican or an independent, a libertarian, whatever you are, it is time to move on. We're in the zone and we're on our way. We're going to get out of this pandemic. There's going to be a vaccine. The economy is going to rebound quicker than you could possibly imagine. And you have a guy that is much loved by more than half the country. Let's all work together. Let's all go onward and forward. You can't hand it off to Joe Biden. You just can't, because Joe Biden ain't Joe Biden. That's not Joe Biden. That's a Manchurian candidate of the regressive socialists trying to tear down this country. And Kamala Harris, the most liberal, she is the most liberal, but they did, you know, they do those polls and they do all the information regarding Kamala Harris as senator. She's the most liberal senator, you know, in the Senate. And yet all she wants to do, they'll tear down the country. I'm telling you, you see what's happening in Philly. It happened in Seattle. It's going to happen all over. And now you got a guy that everybody loves. Let's just work together on this. Can't we just work together on this? Goodness gracious, you have it right in front of us to do that. John McLaughlin is a personal friend of President Trump. And he's the top pollster, CEO of McLaughlin and Associates. He will join us momentarily. We're going to talk about the campaign and where are we on this campaign? What's going to happen? Because more Americans, over 60 million already, have voted. And how have they voted legitimately? I always ask that. And is what I think is going to happen, and we'll talk to John about this. I think on Election Day, all of the Donald Trump army will come out then. They will go in person and they will vote. You can't discount all these rallies, the popularity of this president. Joe Biden goes to Chester, Pennsylvania, and he went late because he saw that President Trump went to small towns in Pennsylvania. Allentown, he went to Lititz, Pennsylvania. Martinsburg, where are these towns? He's going. He's hitting these little towns out of respect, saying, look, I'm here. There's a little gathering. I wanted to say thank you. And then Joe Biden surfaces yesterday, late in the game. Oh, we better get out there. And he travels like 18 miles from Delaware to like Chester, Pennsylvania, and he stands out there. There's no one there. There's no one there. And he just, the poor guy. I don't want to say anything bad about it. He's not there. He's not there. He's not the guy. And then what's happening with Hunter? We don't hear anything about Hunter. No. You know what about the Hunter Biden thing? They said in the Washington Post today, they think, it was all Russian. The Russians made up the whole story through Rudy Giuliani. That's what they're saying now. Then why doesn't and help me out here, why doesn't the Biden campaign just deny it? Why is there not a press release? Why doesn't Hunter Biden come out and say something? How dare you? I don't know anything about this. This isn't my laptop. I never said those things. Yet the Washington Post has the gall to put out something and accuse that it's, again, Russia collusion. That's exactly what I'm telling you, it's what they said. This is Joe Biden's chance to go, none of this happened. None of it happened. And here's my son Hunter to explain. What are these emails? What are these emails they're talking about going in and selling out the White House like you did? It says it right there in the emails. They are not mine. They are not true. That's not my laptop. And why did the FBI happen to have the laptop in 2019? I'm just objective questions, all right? And if you know the answer, 877-970-2999. A lot to get into, and we'll talk about Philadelphia. We're going to go to our buddy on our sister station in Philadelphia. Chris Stegall is a friend. He's going to join us in the 9 o'clock hour. We're going to see what's going on. Riots in Philadelphia because, another black man got shot but charging the police with a knife. So I don't know what the police are supposed to do. Get stabbed? I mean, can someone help me here? What is this police supposed to do? I mean, really, don't charge the police with a knife. Trust me, you're not going to have a problem. And may that guy's soul rest in peace who died, but what are you supposed to do? 20 minutes after 7 o'clock, and you think it's bad now? Yeah. Yeah, you elect Joe Biden, see what happens. 20 after 7 o'clock, Debbie's out there on the roads on AM 970, The Answer. Hello, Debbie Duhaime.
Hello, Joe Piscopo, and we've got some problems on the island over on Fifth Ave getting into North Bay Shore. Watch out for an accident getting up toward Candlewood Road. Also on Nichols Road by Middle Country Road in Center Reach, a collision there to contend with as well. Traffic is moving slowly on the Deegan. Deegan southbound at the Cross Bronx, a crash taking at least one lane there. And traffic is moving slowly LIE westbound right at the Van Wyck. But an accident was just cleaned up and out of the way. Inbound GWB about 10 minutes in. Lincoln 15, Holland 15, 1 and 9 southbound at Raymond Boulevard into Newark. Watch for a crash over there. Stop and go traffic 287 northbound getting up through Edison. And expect delays on the cross county westbound at North Columbus Ave getting out toward Mount Vernon. With an accident off on the shoulder. Partly cloudy today with a high of 59. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Indeed. If finding a high-impact hire is a serious goal for your business, use Indeed. Their flexible payment options mean better bang for your buck with no long-term contracts. Indeed will even give you a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post at Indeed.com/high-impact. Terms and conditions apply.
Lady!
Hey, did you try Balance of Nature yet? You gotta try. Yeah, I keep telling you these great things that are good for you. We go to balanceofnature.com, please. Please, and use the discount code
THEANSWER.
It's my announcer voice.
The Answer.
Go Balance of Nature. You can call 800-246-8751. I gotta tell you, what Balance of Nature is, and I keep telling you this, and I'm a germaphobe, I'm a hypochondriac. You wonder why I'm single? Who wants to be around a guy like me? I worry about health all the time because I had cancer in 1981, right on Saturday Night Live. Is that the wildest thing? They said, you got cancer. I went, wow. And I tell you what, and they give you the curate in 91. It was thyroid cancer, you know, but it was a medullary carcinoma, which is pretty serious. So in 91, I went to Cedars-Sinai in L.A., and they said, no, you're cured. It's all good. But I always look over my shoulder, always. So then I learned from a guy named Dr. Marvin Belsky, great New York doc to the hypochondriacs of entertainment. I keep telling you, Woody Allen and Dustin Hoffman and David Letterman and Dick Cavett, all hypochondriacs, you know. And Marvin, Dr. Marvin said, look, you need antioxidants. You need whole food plants, fruits, vegetables. This is the way you battle anything that attacks your body, which we call free radicals. And in those free radicals could be cancer cells. So I'm going like, wow, he knew that back then. He knew that back then. And now Dr. Douglas Howard from Balance of Nature and the Howard family comes up with the concept of Balance of Nature, of putting 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables in a vegetarian capsule. A genius idea. A genius idea. And now when I tell you, and I tell you this every morning, a daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Boom. That's what I'm talking about. You're never going to eat 31 different fruits and vegetables and have 10 servings of them. Really. So you want to build up your immune system. You want to fight those free radicals in your body, and you're not going to eat the fruits and vegetables that you should be eating. I speak for myself. That's why I take a vegetarian capsule filled with all tens of thousands of vital nutrients, and it's called Balance of Nature. Best thing for you. 800-246-8751. I'm not making any clinical claim. I'm telling you what has worked really miraculously for me and has built up my immune system to the point where you never know. It just keeps you healthy. I was going to say it could save your life, you know, but I'm not going to be that dramatic, so I don't want to make that clinical claim. But all I know is I feel great, and all I know is I stay on a daily regimen of Balance of Nature. Free shipping, 35% off on any new preferred order for you from Balance of Nature from the Howard family. 800-246-8751, or start here, please. Balanceofnature.com. Again, the discount code in my radio voice,
The Answer.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Brokerage firm Charles Schwab is laying off approximately 1,000 employees, about 3% of its workforce. It recently completed its merger with discount broker TD Ameritrade. Schwab says it has started notifying individuals that their roles have been eliminated. Las Vegas Sands is considering a sale of two Vegas casinos, the Palazzo and Sands Expo and Convention Center. MarketWatch says the sale could be worth more than $6 billion. The company makes most of its money money outside the U.S. at casinos in Macau and Singapore. Sands Expo has more than 2 million square feet of convention space. However, that business has dried up under the pandemic because the size of public gatherings has been limited to prevent spread of the virus. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosella, invested in you.
Today, everyone is expecting you to maintain a new level of clean, from customers and employees to students and staff. Cintas has the essential products and services to help you carry out cleaning protocols effectively. We'll keep you well stocked with cleaning supplies, professionally laundered uniforms, and other essentials like face masks, hand sanitizer, and thermometers. Give everyone the confidence they need to keep coming back. Visit Cintas.com and get ready for the workday.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now, during our Veterans Day sale, save $1,000 on the Queen Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, now $1,799. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
I am so tired of hearing about tech companies who spy on their customers, sell their data, can't keep their platform safe. But I have found SquadPod. SquadPod is a team communication and collaboration platform founded on protecting privacy, intellectual property, and free speech. How's this work? You invite people to join your team called a squad. Then you can chat. You can have organized conversations, video calls, screen shares, store files. SquadPod was created specifically for businesses, nonprofits, sales teams, and organizations. But you can use it at home or with your friends. You decide who's in your squad and what you want to talk about. SquadPod doesn't monitor or censor anything. They don't create consumer profiles. They don't use any of your content for AI training or facial recognition. SquadPod is made, stored, and operated in the USA. Stop supporting the big companies who engage in data mining, profiling, selling data, and censorship. Go to squadpod.com/MikeG. Squadpod.com/MikeG. You will love SquadPod.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe, telling you about Rhino Shield, and I got to tell you, I love Rhino Shield, but listen to this. This is so awesome. Super Shield. How about that? How about that? You can extend the life of your roof for another 10 years at about one-third the cost. I am so going here. Super Shield is a green Energy Star rated cool roof system proven to reflect the sun's UV rays and lower your roof's surface temperature, thereby cooling your home. Super Shield goes on top of your existing residential shingles or flat roof, comes with a 10-year warranty on pitched roofs, 15-year warranty on flat roofs. If you replace your roof, you're probably not going to get a 10-year warranty, and it'll cost you a fortune, you know that. Super Shield is the revolutionary sprayed-on roof coating system by Rhino Shield. Fully insulates, waterproofs, goes on any roof surface, protects against moisture, mold, and algae, comes in any color. Mike, you know what my color is on my roof? I'm doing this. Yes, I'm doing this. Of course. Well, how could I not do this? This is Susan at Rhino Shield. She's the best. I'm getting Dash of Pepper. That is the name of my roof. How about that? Am I Mr. Joseph or what? Get me on Home and Garden Network, please. One person will visit your home, walk the outside, and follow up with an email estimate. Susan is currently offering 15% off the final price for any job signed now, no matter when you want the job started. And Susan is offering no payments and no interest financing for an entire year. Ask Susan about Super Shield for your roof. 877-744-6608. It's 877-744-6608.
Charlie Kirk at 12. Dennis Prager at 1. Weekday afternoons on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, John McLaughlin is a friend, great guy, CEO of McLaughlin & Associates, a pollster for President Trump. Hey, John, welcome back to the show, man. You're a busy man these days. Great of you to join us.
Joe, great to be back, and I'm glad. The last time I saw you, you were across the venue at Bedminster, and the president was giving you a shout-out, and it seems that your test came back negative, so you're great, so that's good.
I was negative before I went, so I got
We all were. You couldn't get let in. They tested before you go in.
You know what I'm saying? And they tested you. Remember, they tested you. They gave you the test as you went in. It was so locked down and so open. And then they went crazy. But how cool was that? When he goes, my favorite, John, was when the president, somebody said to the president a question. They said, don't you get down? The press is all over. Democrats constantly being so negative. He goes, I walk back. I go into the Oval Office. I sit behind the Resolute desk. And I look back and I go, I'm president of the United States, you know.
Exactly.
And he looks at me and goes, Joe, am I right or what? You know, like, that's what we love about the guy. Right? That was great. And thank God I'll tell you what, and he's healthy and strong. And the poll numbers, John McLaughlin, you're the guy. Yeah, and I know you're measured, but I'm telling you, landslide, formidable win for the president, even though I'm not trusting the polls. We went through this in 2016. Give us the breakdown, yeah. John. What are you hearing? What are we looking at, sir?
All right. Well, back in 2016, when you looked at all the battleground states, they gave us, they gave us 164 votes back then. They're giving us 125 electoral votes in the Trump states. But back then, they had 171 toss-ups. Now, on the Real Clear Politics average, there's 181 electoral votes in toss-up states. So it's deja vu all over again. We got to run these states. And we're looking good in states like people were talking about Florida being a big prize here. In 2016, you had 9.3 million votes. You had 33% Republican, 32% Democrat. It's already 37% Republican. You got 6 million votes cast already, with a week to go. So the Democrats in Florida are very nervous. And guess what Joe Biden did yesterday? His TV buy, he upped it to 20 million. 20% of his national TV buy. That's 6 million. But the president will be there tomorrow. I mean, it's unbelievable the way he's traveling around. He's just compared to Biden. Biden yesterday had a lid. He wasn't supposed to go anywhere.
Right. Right.
The president is doing 3 stops in Pennsylvania. Not 1, not 2, but 3 stops in Pennsylvania. All of a sudden, they put Biden in the back of the car, get him out of the basement. They drive him up to Chester, Pennsylvania. He makes some weak statement. People are like driving by, like, who is this guy? He lost. They put out an Amber Alert on 95 looking for Joe Biden.
You're the worst. You are bad. he left the basement. Where is he? We've lost him. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Yeah, but what's not funny, though? There was a poll out yesterday. Rasmussen Reports put out a poll.
Yeah.
And he asked, how likely is it that Joe Biden consulted with his son, Hunter, and possibly profited from the corruption in his business, the China corruption?
Yeah.
44% of all Americans said very likely. 10% said somewhat likely. That's all that knows about that corruption scandal.
Yeah.
And the president brought it up in the debate. CBS, they decided to squelch it in the Leslie Stahl's arguing with the president that, there's no proof, even though the fact they got these hard drives with Hunter with the emails saying how much they're going to give Pop. It's like a Hudson County scandal from New Jersey where the family get all the business and they're kicking back to the old man Joe. And it's like, and guess what?
That's great.
Like, the mainstream media is not covering it all. The New York Post is covering it. The conservative talk radio is covering it. Tens of millions of people around the country are pushing around the internet. It's like a communist country where you're trying to get out information. It's like China.
It's amazing. It's amazing. But you know what? I got to ask before we go to state to state, John, talk about the great John McLaughlin, CEO of McLaughlin and Associates. I said, and the Washington Post said, okay, now this is a Russian interference through Rudy Giuliani, and Rudy Giuliani is compromised. This is the Washington Post, of course. Why doesn't, John, this is your business, Joe Biden bring out Hunter and they do a press conference together saying, not my laptop, not my emails, all manufactured. Why are they not denying it? There's the red flag all over the place. Am I right, John?
Well, they still think they're going to win, and they're in this kind of four corners stall in basketball. They're stalling with the ball.
Yeah.
And the mainstream media is covering for them. It's unbelievable
terrible.
We've seen for months how they harassed the president. And they give Joe Biden a free ride.
That's right.
It's really a serious problem because, a month ago, we did a poll where 67% of all voters said it's likely Kamala Harris to be president before the end of Joe Biden's four-year term. Now it's really likely because
the
minute this is over, they're whacking him, taking him out.
So, and you don't think Nancy Pelosi's planning this right now? So am I being dramatic? Like you saw a couple of days before the election, we always talk about when we were together 2016 on election night,
mm-hmm.
and the president won. You said you knew it, you sensed it, you see it. There were algorithms. Is that what you're seeing now in Wisconsin, in Pennsylvania, North Carolina, certainly Florida? I'm feeling the momentum. You can't just put aside this momentum that the president has. But statistically, by your polls, John McLaughlin, are you seeing that the president runs away with this with a formidable win at this point?
Well, the campaign doesn't release any of its polls, but it is very similar 4 years ago. The difference is 4 years ago, they didn't think we could win. So they discounted us. They believed their own polls.
That's right.
Even though their polls were wrong. Now they're afraid we're going to win. They're doubling down. And the variable is our people have not voted yet because our people vote in person. So they're starting. So in Florida, where you can vote in person and they're coming in. In North Carolina, they're coming in. But in places like, New Jersey, you can't vote in person. It's all by mail. And other states, our vote is coming on election day, if not maybe a couple of days before in the early in-person voting. So we have to have a big turnout like we did 4 years ago, because 4 years ago we were able to win in a record turnout of 139 million votes. It'll be over 150 million this time. Mm-hmm. We have to have a huge turnout on Tuesday, and we're very capable of doing it. I mean, the Republicans have put together this largest ground game they've ever had. So if we have the big turnout that we should have on Tuesday, we'll win. However, the Democrats know it too, and they're trying to suppress that turnout by saying you can't win. Oh, there's a virus around. Don't bother going to vote in person.
Right.
They're doing everything they can do to try to shut down the turnout on Tuesday, try to discourage people from going to vote because they know the vast majority of the vote on Tuesday will be Trump voters.
You know what, John? It's great having you with us, man. Got to get out and vote, and it is so important, and I really feel that people will show up. Hey, John, hopefully, what are you doing election night? Where are you going to be?
Election night, I'm probably going to be in my office talking to clients, taking returns, because we won't know exactly on election night. If the president wins large enough, hopefully the other side will surrender.
Yes.
But it's probably going to be a close race, and with so many mail-in ballots in so many places, it's going to take a little while because the Democrats are still trying to change the rules so that they can get more mail-in ballots,
maybe up
until Christmas or something like that. They want to keep counting. But we won't know on election night. But we'll see what the president's lead is, and then we go from there. And hopefully, I see you at the inauguration, Joe.
There's a lot of work.
Yeah,
I know, John. I know how hard you're working, John, and we appreciate it, my friend. And John McLaughlin, CEO of McLaughlin Associates. Love to the family, John. God bless you, and thanks for jumping on the air with us. Hopefully, we'll talk to you next week, John.
Thank you, Joe. Vote early and often.
Yes. Like in Chicago.
Is that what they say in New Jersey?
Hudson County. That's what they say. Vote early and often. That's it. John McLaughlin. Thank you, John. CEO of McLaughlin & Associates. Tom Note has the news right now on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
It's 56 degrees under overcast skies. What's going on? We have the answer. A group of protesters are hitting Mayor de Blasio and the NYPD with a police brutality lawsuit, saying they were beaten up by cops last spring during peaceful demonstrations over the death of George Floyd. Early voting gets underway today for the fourth day in New York City. Elected officials, though, are criticizing the long wait times being seen the past 3 days. New York City Council members are meeting today to discuss moped and e-scooter safety. At least 4 people have died this year in rebel scooter accidents. Some parents are upset that the Department of Education is forcing them to make a decision about blended learning, which would be binding for the rest of the year. The family of a Bronx boy is searching for him after the 14-year-old went missing last Friday. And cops are trying to figure out who killed the woman whose body was found behind a bush off the Horace Harding Expressway in Bayside, Queens on Friday. You now know what's going on. I'm Tom Note on AM 970, The Answer. Now, here's Debbie Duhaime with the traffic.
Thank you, Tom. Let's go out to the New Jersey Turnpike Western Spur north by 16W. We're getting reports of an overturned vehicle, so definitely watch for that this morning. 1 and 9 south at Raymond Boulevard in Newark. An accident still out there. It's in the right lane. Inbound GWB is okay. Lincoln 15. Holland still waiting 20 minutes getting into town. Prepare for some stop-and-go traffic on the Deegan South at the Cross Bronx, but an accident was just cleared. The Gowanus eastbound bumper-to-bumper up through the Prospect. Over on the Whitestone Expressway southbound getting down toward Northern Boulevard, it's a crash. And the LIE heading westbound. Process of being cleared, so definitely steer clear of that as well. Traffic moving slowly on the Cross Island North up and out toward the LIE and Nichols Road by Middle Country Road and Center Reach, a collision there. Partly cloudy today, high of 59. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Debbie Duhaime. Mike Lindell is a buddy. He's working so hard. He's a great patriot. He's got strong faith, and he loves you. He loves you listening to AM 970, The Answer. He gets it. He gets radio. Started out with the late, great Imus, right? Mike Lindell did, and he goes, and he understood the power of radio, and he always appreciates that. So he's got the special deal for the Giza Dream Sheets. Now, the girls came in, took care of the house yesterday while I was out, and they make my bed really nice, and I laid down, and I thought of you. I thought of you again. I know it sounds a little creepy, but as I laid down, went to sleep, I said, the sheets are so comfortable, the Giza Dream Sheets from Mike Lindell. They're like, I feel like I'm staying in the best hotel, and it's my house. The Giza Dream Sheets, you got to try them. And now you will receive two sets for one low price, plus free shipping. This is from Mike. It's a special offer for you and a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You're not going to get a better deal than that. Two sets for one low price of Mike Lindell's Giza Dream Sheets, plus free shipping. 800-651-0798. It's 800-651-0798. The promo code is AM970, but you go to MyPillow.com, please, and get two sets of Giza Dream Sheets for one low price, plus free shipping. MyPillow.com. The promo code is AM970.
The Orange look to bounce back as they return to the Dome Saturday to beat Wake Forest for a second straight season. Hi, I'm Matt Park. Join Adam, Terry, and me for all the action. It's another noon kickoff with Orange pregame at 11 on AM 970, The Answer. New York's home for Syracuse University football.
This is Charlie Kirk for Noble Gold Investments. Right now, a hungry investor can take real steps to thrive in a post-Chinese coronavirus world. Precious metals are investments that thrive through economic downturns. As you research each metal more closely, you really begin to appreciate the unique benefits each one brings to your financial portfolio. It is no secret that gold will remain a rock-solid hedge of protection. Just look how it's performed in 2020 amidst all the chaos brought into our country. Gold supply is limited and the demand for gold is up. That's simple economics. Silver, though, it's also an exciting consideration for young investors. I got a little bit of silver, too, because it's affordable and has a high long-term ceiling. 20-something investors are stockpiling it right now because they can afford to. Call a reputable firm. I personally count on a friend of the show, Noble Gold. Mention my name, then open a qualified account to receive a free 1/10 of an ounce American Gold Eagle coin. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. Experts are waiting to help you carefully select the right mix for your IRA. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
If you've fallen behind in your credit card payments during the shutdown, you're probably feeling some added pressures. But you don't have to solve these problems alone. Trinity Debt Management can help. All you have to do is give Trinity a quick call, and we'll take care of the rest. No one really knows what the future will bring, but one thing is for sure. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Here's the number.
Call 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
Joe on the radio telling you about the Wounded Warrior Project. It's a truly wonderful organization created to help our service men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether the scars are physical or mental. And we're asking you to donate today, if you can, to help a warrior heal. Would you do that for us? Because what may seem like a small amount to you may make a huge difference in one warrior's life. It could be $50. It could be $5. It could be $1,000, a few hundred bucks, whatever you can spare with your support. Wounded Warrior Project can continue to provide life-changing mental health care at no cost to warriors or their families. No one deserves our help more than these men and women who put their lives on the line for our freedoms, you know. With a variety of mental health programs, the WWP provides critical care to thousands of warriors who otherwise might go untreated. Here's the number, please, to help Wounded Warrior Project. 800-900-4997. It's 800-900-4997. 800-900-4-WWP. Or go online, please, to helpwarriors.org. Again, the number, 800-900-4997.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Today's Italian Heritage Month trivia is sponsored by the Columbus Citizens Foundation, celebrating Italian-American heritage and culture all year long.
Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. It's great to have you with us. And we have an Italian trivia question. And you know what? I don't have an... there it is right there. Thank you very much. All right, the movies... Here's the question, okay? You can call 877-970-2999. And you have correct answer. You'll win a $50 gift card from Cinderella Gourmet Food Markets. There's a question. The movie star had many iconic roles. I know the answer to this already, including Mrs. Robinson in The Graduate, right? She was born, check this out, Anna Maria Luisa Italiano. But what was she better known by, and what was her stage name, all right? She had many iconic roles, including Mrs. Robinson in The Graduate. And she was born Anna Maria Luisa Italiano. This is a great question. If you have the answer to it, please call 877-970-2999, and you'll win a $50 gift card from Cinderella Gourmet Food Markets, fresh from the source. All right, and if you know the answer, you give us a call, 877-970-2999. Look at the phones blow up. You're good. You are good. Hey, Taylor Italianetti is a former Columbus Citizens Foundation scholarship recipient and filmmaker. Taylor, welcome to the show. Great to have you with us this morning.
Thank you so much, Joe. I'm so happy to be speaking with you today.
Well, it's great. Tell us, so you got a scholarship from the Columbus Citizens Foundation. That's what we've been talking about. That's it. Tell us how that started and how it helped you become the filmmaker that you are.
Yeah, I mean, ever since I walked through the doors of the townhouse at 13 years old, my life changed. I received a scholarship from Columbus Citizens to go to private Catholic high school, and then they gave me another scholarship to go to my dream school, which would have been impossible for me to go without their support. I got to go to NYU Tisch School of the Arts,
wow,
where I studied
television.
And their support was directly, you know, responsible for me wanting to pay it forward to the community and inspire me to start my own organization, which is the National Organization of Italian Americans in Film and Television. And I wish I was able to answer your trivia question because I knew the answer.
Hey, I think you and I aren't eligible, I think, Taylor. Hey, Taylor, you know what? So thank God for doing this. You're a young gal doing this and seeing the vision. And again, we celebrate all that you're doing. And it's great that you're doing this because the Italian-Americans, I always said, you know, we always have to have, on television and in film, we are portrayed in a stereotypical fashion that is not very flattering, always. So then I always say, can you get all the Italians together to make something positive, you know? And it's like how Steven Spielberg is true to his heritage. It'd be great if we had a director true to our heritage. And here we have you, Taylor Italianetti. Thank God for doing that. We can make some positive Italian-American films, yes?
Yes, you know, unfortunately, we can't change. It's already been put on film. And, you know, the earliest depictions of Italian-Americans really showed us in the poorest light. We could be criminals and thieves. And I think what we really have to do now is just support the community so that more Italian and Italian-American storytellers can just get into the industry. And, you know, the more that we're in it, the more that we'll have more positive and authentic stories. And I see in the industry now, just HBO has really taken over the market for Italian stories. Netflix has made a huge deal with Mediaset in Italy to produce. And internally with my organization, I just see so many people who are really, really passionate about redefining the narrative of our people. So it's just something to be so, so excited about. And there's so much great things to come. So I know we're going in the right direction. I feel it.
Yeah, I feel it this year especially. You're exactly right. And it's great that it starts with the Columbus Citizens Foundation. Taylor Taglianetti, where are you from, if I may ask, before we let you go, Taylor?
I'm from Brooklyn, New York.
Oh, Brooklyn! Like, I tell you what, all roads seem to lead to Brooklyn, don't they, though? It's like wild, man.
Yeah.
It's a great... Listen, Taylor is a recipient of a scholarship from the Columbus Citizens Foundation, and you are doing great things and doing great things for your heritage. And at your young age, we're very proud of you, Taylor. God bless you. And thanks for joining us on the radio. Hopefully, I'll get to see you. I'm sure I'll see you around the foundation after all this clears up soon enough.
Thank you, Joe. I hope to see you at the parade next year. God willing, Absolutely. We're back in action. And thank you for all you do. I got to make a video for the gala, so I watch pretty much every single year you hosted them.
Sorry about that. You had to go sit in the edit room. I got you looking at me. But thank God Maria was there. Taylor, thank you. God bless you. Godspeed on all you're doing, Taylor. Taylor Taglianetti right there, a former Columbus Citizens Foundation scholarship recipient doing good things for the Italian-American community. We love it. Hey, 751, Joe on the radio. Debbie Duhame's out there on the roads on AM 970. The Answer. Hi, Deb.
Hi, good morning to you, Joe. Good morning, everybody. Let's see what's happening as we take a ride to the Hudson River crossings. Inbound GWB looks fine, only about 5 minutes in. If you're heading to the Lincoln, that's 15. Holland, about 20 minutes getting into town. If you're taking a spin to the LIE westbound, right at the Van Wyck, an accident is now off on the shoulder. Stop-and-go traffic on the West Side Highway south through the 150s with an accident there cleared. And over on the Belt Parkway eastbound up by Flatbush Avenue, watch out for a collision. Traffic moving slowly on 1 and 9 south at Raymond Boulevard in Newark with a collision. And over on the New Jersey Turnpike northbound, we're seeing some stop-and-go traffic on the Western Spur getting up towards 16W with an accident being cleared. And watch for delays on the Cross County West at North Columbus Ave and Mount Vernon. An accident still working over there as well. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. We at AM 970 The Answer believe this election is bigger than any one person. We believe it's more important than just narrow interests. We believe it's so important, in fact, we are willing to pull out all the stops to pool all the resources we can to win. That's why we've invited the owner of our fiercest competitor to join me in hosting a two-hour Get Out the Vote victory special. Join John Catsimatidis, New York's most beloved billionaire, as we rally this city to victory. Wednesday afternoon, 4 to 6, only on AM 970, The Answer.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
and Doug.
Fasten your seatbelts, folks. We'll be prepared for takeoff.
Limu, how cool is this? Your first time flying.
Ah!
Oh, I didn't mean... Listen, Limu, you might not be able to fly, but you do something even cooler. You tell strangers that Liberty Mutual customizes their car insurance so they only pay for what they need.
Sir, do you have a certificate for your service bird?
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Get a customized quote at libertymutual.com.
Today, everyone is expecting you to maintain a new level of clean, from customers and employees to students and staff. Cintas has the essential products and services to help you carry out cleaning protocols effectively. We'll keep you well stocked with cleaning supplies, professionally laundered uniforms, and other essentials like face masks, hand sanitizer, and thermometers. Give everyone the confidence they need to keep coming back. Visit Cintas.com and get ready for the workday.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka, former deputy assistant to President Trump here. Have you been watching the statements for your IRA or old 401k? Are you tired of volatility and risk in the stock market? Are you concerned about the stability of the dollar as you prepare for retirement? It's time to add the safety and stability of physical gold to your retirement account. Many IRA clients at Midas Gold Group have seen their accounts grow by 35% or more over the past year. Call Midas Gold Group today to get their IRA guide outlining the little-known tax laws that allow you to own physical precious metals with your existing IRA. Don't gamble your entire retirement in the Wall Street casino. Diversify your IRA with physical gold and silver today. Call Midas Gold Group now at 480-360-3000. That number, 480-360-3000. Or online at MidasGoldGroup.com. Tell them Sebastian Gorka sent you. MidasGoldGroup.com.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa. Tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
Good morning, Joe Piscopo on the radio. It's October 27th. It's Tuesday. It's 5 minutes before 8 o'clock, and I'm telling you about Relief Factor because I love you. I love you. I love it. When I talked to Pete the other day, you know, we always talk about how Relief Factor can help you, and I love that Pete and Seth, they're the father-son owners of Relief Factor, right? They tell you that our bodies were designed to heal, designed to heal. And I totally go along with that because the doctors who formulated Relief Factor for them selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free, by the way, right? And that each help your body deal with inflammation. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation from a different metabolic pathway. And that right there is why so many people are taking Relief Factor. If you have back pain, shoulder pain, how about your neck, right? Your neck, I feel that in my neck. Hip, knee, foot pain, from exercise, just getting older, whatever it is, you should order the 3-week quick start. This is for you. The 3-week quick start. Still discounted to only $19.95. You know what? It's to see if it will work for you. We think that it could work for you. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. And it's Relief Factor. Works for me, works for Al, works for Debbie. It will work. We think it will work for you. ReliefFactor.com, please. Or you can call 800-500-8384.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe Lumberg is our meteorologist at the Weather Answer Desk. Joey, what are you looking at? Rain all day today, huh?
No. Today's actually going to be a pretty decent day. Clouds, maybe a little bit of sun sneaks through this afternoon. And I think a decent day tomorrow with clouds and some sun. Enjoy them because Thursday, it's going to rain. And it's going to rain a whole heck of a lot around here.
Yeah, rain and raining like that, you know. And allergy report, not so bad allergy report, tell me. Come on.
Yeah, not so bad. It's in the low category. That's brought to us by our friends at Balance of Nature. Yeah. And it looks like it stays low the next couple of days. The big thing in the weather, rain. And there's going to be a lot of it, I think, from later Thursday and Thursday night, even lingering into Friday. Good news is for the you know, Halloween weekend, sunshine's back for Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, when I think I'm looking right down here. So you're right that Halloween is Saturday. So I don't even know. We're not supposed to be trick-or-treating, though. I don't think the kids aren't supposed to be trick. Did they cancel it? Did they cancel Halloween and Thanksgiving?
You're just going to go on your bike. Some people will go out somewhere.
I know. And I know they'll probably do the trunk-or-treat with the cars. That could be safer. Yeah, hey, Joe, thank you so much, Joe Lumberg. You are the man, and we appreciate it very much.
You're welcome.
Hey, coming up next hour, 7:57 right now. We're coming up to 8 o'clock, and we'll do the local news with Tom Note. We'll do the network news. And then when we come back, Arthur Idala is going to join us. We're going to talk about the Supreme Court. We're going to talk about this magnificent, epic, historic confirmation of Amy Coney Barrett. And Arthur's one of the experts on the Supreme Court, has been down there many, many times. And Arthur Idala will join us. Gordon Chang as well. Mike Gallagher, Congressman Lee Zeldin, and Madison Jesiota. And we're coming right back to you.